When you are walking through separation, divorce, or post-divorce rebuilding, boundaries can feel complicated. Some people hear the word boundary and think it means being cold, harsh, selfish, or unforgiving. Others use boundaries as a way to punish, control, or get revenge. In Christ-centered divorce recovery, a faithful boundary is neither of those things. A faithful boundary is a wise limit that protects what God has entrusted to you. It may protect safety. It may protect peace. It may protect parenting responsibilities. It may protect your health, your time, your spiritual life, your legal responsibilities, or your ability to speak truth without being pulled into endless conflict. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it is the wellspring of life." Guarding your heart does not mean hardening your heart. It means paying attention to what repeatedly harms, confuses, escalates, or weakens you. It means asking what needs to be protected so I can respond faithfully. A boundary is not revenge. Revenge says, I want you to hurt because I hurt. A faithful boundary says, I will not participate in what is destructive, unsafe, confusing, or outside my responsibility. Revenge tries to control the other person. A faithful boundary clarifies what you will do. For example, you may not be able to control whether another person sends angry messages, but you may be able to decide when you will read messages, whether you will respond immediately, whether communication should stay in writing, whether a parenting app should be used, or whether a professional or legal authority needs to be involved. Romans 12:18 says, "If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men." That verse is both hopeful and realistic. It says, "If it is possible." It also says, "As much as it is up to you." You are responsible for your side of peace. You are not responsible for forcing peace where another person refuses truth, safety, or responsibility. This week, you will begin to notice where clearer boundaries may help you live with greater wisdom. You will not be asked to make dramatic decisions. You will not be pressured to cut people off or to restore access too quickly. Instead, you will ask, what interaction needs more clarity? What limit would protect stewardship rather than punish? What belongs to me and what does not? A faithful boundary may sound like this. I will respond to parenting messages between 4 and 5 p.m. I will not discuss legal issues by text. I am willing to talk about the children's schedule, but I will not engage insults. I need this conversation to happen with a third party present. I am not ready to attend that shared family event. I will follow the court order and direct legal questions to the appropriate professional. Boundaries should be truthful, simple, and lawful. They should not be used to manipulate, threaten, or avoid all responsibility. Sometimes a boundary needs counsel from an attorney, pastor, counselor, supervisor, or safety professional. Your reflection question is this: where in your life do you need a boundary that protects faithfulness rather than expresses revenge? Your gentle next step is to identify one repeated interaction that leaves you confused, drained, unsafe, or reactive. Do not solve it yet. Just name it honestly before God.